Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Sadanan Dume of the American Enterprise Institute, writing also for the Wall Street Journal editorial page on the subcontinent, India in particular, but this includes Central Asia and certainly the threat of the Taliban. We begin, however, with a trip backwards 20 years when we were younger men. Sadanan, when you first heard of the attack, where were you and what did you make of the information? Good evening to you.
A very good evening to you too, John. I, in fact, on 9/11 was living in Jakarta, Indonesia. And it was evening for me, and it was morning in America, of course. And my now wife, we weren't married at the time, was living in New York and was getting ready to go to work when she had a little television in her Brooklyn studio. And she saw the first plane hit the tower. And when the first one hit, like many people, I thought, well, this must be some terrible accident. But then when the second plane hit, I knew that this was deliberate and it was terrorism.
You were in communication with your now wife. And from Jakarta, can you recall thinking who did it or why it happened? Did you have some sense of it, Sadanan?
I did not, in fact, have a sense immediately, but I did within a few hours as I started sort of sorting through it. I was a journalist. I was calling people and so on. It became pretty clear that this was Islamic terrorism.
And what were your thoughts? Did things change for you, or was the world the same? Indonesia is the most populous of all Muslim nations. And we know over these decades it's had its radical element. What did this represent to your understanding of Indonesia and of the Muslim world?
Well, it changed my life quite dramatically, John, because not only did I plunge into covering this story, about a year later there was the Bali bombings, a horrific terrorist attack in Bali by an Al-Qaeda affiliate. I ended up writing a book about the rise of radical Islam and jihadism in Indonesia, influenced by these currents that we've seen across the Islamic world, but particularly emanating from the Saudi Peninsula and also from the Pakistan-Afghanistan region. And so it became a very deep interest for me, and I have been writing about those issues ever since. It's been 20 years now.
All right, let's come to 2021 then. Your column in the Wall Street Journal is instructive about the old Taliban, the new Taliban. There is talk that the Taliban now taking the government in Kabul, the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, is different than what we first met in 2001 or what dominated the story in the late 20th century. Where does this Islamic extremism come from? You identify Madras of India, is that correct?
Well, I refer to kind of a schism in the world of Islam that goes back more than 150 years. And the examples I use are two madrasas or two Islamic seminaries in northern India, but a similar process happened in different parts of the Muslim world. I mean, I could have taken parallels from the Arab world instead, but I happened to choose these two towns in India because the Taliban, in fact, the Taliban ideology springs from a hardline orthodox madrasa in northern India called Deoband. So very often in the media, for example, you see the Taliban referred to as Deobandis. What that refers to is the particular approach to studying and teaching Islam that emerged in this northern Indian town. And in a nutshell for your viewers, it's something sort of, it represented a turning away from the West. As you know, in the 19th century, the British were dominant in India. They put down a rebellion in 1857, and that really put the Islamic clergy in that part of the country. You know, it created a crisis for them, and one group of them ended up founding this madrasa called Deoband. And many years later, the Taliban in Afghanistan represent, I would say, an extreme view version of their ideology, but it's the same essential idea, which is that the way for Muslims to recover their greatness is by doubling down on Islamic scripture and by rejecting Western learning.
And rejecting Western learning, I understand. However, we see them operating with Western machinery, with the communications tools, and also everywhere on social media, especially during this period of conflict in Afghanistan. Is that permitted to this extreme group to pretend you're both in the 12th century and the 21st century at the same time?
So, you know, they always end up making some kinds of compromises. So, for example, the last time the Taliban was in power in the late 1990s, they allowed their own members to use phones, but phones were forbidden for others. But many of the other kind of extreme ideas, for example, their hostility to music, that comes from Deobandi teachings. Their extreme hostility to Shia Muslims, that comes from Deobandi teachings, because the Deobandis, in fact, do not regard the Shia as Muslim. So you can sort of see a lot of those patterns. The fact is that they're living in 2021, and they have to make some compromises, so they do make those compromises. But they're very wary and suspicious of Western learning, and particularly of Western political ideas. So it's one thing to kind of, you know, to steal an American Humvee or to pick up a Kalashnikov. Those are Western products of Western learning too. But it's another thing to teach your students to view the world in a way that could lead to modern science. That they're firmly opposed to.
Is there such thing as new Deobandi, or is there only one kind?
No, I think they're flavors, and one of the things I mentioned in my Wall Street Journal column is that this Deoband took on different forms in India, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. In India, where Muslims are a minority, and Deoband has been quite quietist, they're orthodox, but they have not promoted violence. They have, in fact, often condemned violence. And so on. In Pakistan, where there's an Islamic government, but it's not a Deobandi government, they have sprouted several radical madrasas. And so, for example, if you look at the Taliban leadership, many of them come from these places like the Haqqaniya Madrasa in the northwest frontier, places like the Binori Madrasa in Karachi. That's been another big feeder for the Taliban over the decades. And these are Deobandi madrasas that got a lot of money from the Saudis starting in the 1980s and have really made that ideology, that original ideology that sprang up in the 19th century, more violent and more extreme.
Is this extreme ideology, is it for radicalizing the region, or is it entirely about ruling the emirate with an iron hand? How do we see the immediate future?
The immediate future will be determined on how strong they are. Now, I noticed that in the press they say things like they say that, well, we only want to rule Afghanistan. I don't buy that. They also made the right noises about women, and we can see how they're in fact treating women. They also made the right noises about journalists. We can see how they're in fact treating journalists. It's all going to come down to, in the end, how strong they are. There's no question that in their ideology, Islam is a universal religion and that the whole world one day should be ruled by it. Whether they can actually achieve that, whether they will actively try to achieve that, those are separate matters. But if you're going by their belief, they believe that they have ideas that are valid for all of humankind.
And in our final seconds here, is this attractive to Muslims in many other countries, not just India and Pakistan? Around the world, Muslims, does it attract young men?
it attracts a certain kind of young man, for sure. It attracts people who are attracted to radicalism. It attracts people who are attracted to the idea of a divinely inspired order. So what we're going to see, and, you know, John, you and I have been talking about this, what we're going to see across the world, not just in Muslim countries, but in Muslim communities in the West also, is an upsurge in radicalism, and that's something that we need to start preparing for.
Sadanan Dume of the American Enterprise Institute and the Wall Street Journal editorial page. This is CBSI in the World. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit WashableSofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. With sofas starting at $699, Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.